Nazir chapter 6, Mishnah 8, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Havir Shlosh Behemoth Velo Parish. If he brought three animals and he didn't specify, so it's carrying on from the last Mishnah, and he brings three animals, he doesn't specify which animal is for which, so it doesn't matter in this case. Why? Because the Rela Chattis Tikrav Chattis, the animal that was fitting for the sin offering, would be brought as a sin offering, and that is because a sin offering is a female lamb. So that would, you could see from the animals, well, he has a female lamb, so that's the sin offering. The Ola Tikrav Ola, the animal that was to be brought as a burnt offering, was a male lamb, so they would see, right, as the male lamb, that's the burnt offering. The Shlamim, and the animal that was fit to be brought as a Shlamim, Tikrav Shlamim, that would be bought as a Shlamim offering, and that was a ram. So look at the animals, you could see in this case, it wasn't a problem. An interesting thing, they would take the hair of the head of the Nazir, after he shaved his head, and they would pour in it some of the gravy of the Shlamim sacrifice, and they would cast it beneath the cauldron where the Shlamim offering was being cooked. So the Shlamim offering, the Kohen got part of the offering, and the Nazir could eat the rest, he had to eat it in Jerusalem. And but what they did, there was they designated a place in the temple called the Chamber of the Nazir. So it was in the southeast corner of the women's courtyard. And in that chamber, they would cook the Shlamim offering, the Nazir would cook his Shlamim offering, and so that he could right there and then in the temple take his hair, and while he was cooking his part of the offering, he would put his hair underneath and he would burn his hair up underneath the pot that was cooking his Shlamim offering. And when the Shlamim offering was cooked, he would then take the meat and he would go into Jerusalem and he would eat it over there. Also an interesting thing is that he would take a bit of, before he put the hair under, he would take a bit of the gravy from the pot and he would mix the hair with the gravy and then he would burn it and then he would burn the hair. And we learn these all out from the Torah, right? These are the Torah commandments of how Shlamim should purify himself at the end of his process. It says the Mishnah of Im Gilach b'Medina, if he shaved in the provinces, meaning he couldn't obviously bring his sacrifice in the provinces, but he could shave his head in the provinces and bring the hair up. Then Haya Mishalach Tachas Hadud, he would still bring the hair and he would cast the hair beneath the cauldron where he was cooking his Shlamim offering. V'mad V'rim Omrim, what are we talking about? B'tiglachas HaTahara, about the tiglachas of cleanliness, meaning at the end of the Nazir process. Abul B'tiglachas HaTumah, about the tiglachas, the shaving of uncleanliness, meaning if he became impure and he had to bring those sacrifices and shave and start the process again. So that hair wouldn't be cast underneath the cauldron, according to the first opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says, "Akol mishalchet tachasadut." All the hair was put underneath the cauldron. Chutz min hatame shebe medina bilvad. Except if he became unclean in the provinces, so that person who shaved, he wouldn't bring his hair. He wouldn't bring his hair. So a dispute over there as to whether he would bring his hair if he became unclean as well. Would he then put the hair underneath the pot or not?